Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, July 23rd, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Qualcomm announced the QTM052 millimeter wave antenna modules. The millimeter wave portion of the 5G spectrum offers the fastest speeds, but has shorter range and requires beamforming to deal with interference from solid objects. The QTM052 module helps beamforming and beam tracking work by combining four antennas in a module the size of a penny for multi-directional reception. Qualcomm says its X50 5G modem can support four of the modules for 16 antennas placed in four different parts of the phone to reduce blocking. Qualcomm says the first hardware with these new antennas will arrive at the beginning of 2019. Snapchat will shut down its Snap Cash payment service on August 30th, if you remember that Snap Cash existed. Snap Cash was launched in 2014 in partnership with Square. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported Friday that Uber and Lyft driver Jason Gargak had been live streaming his rides on Twitch without passengers' knowledge since March. The streaming was not against Missouri law, but was a violation of Twitch's community guidelines. Gargak says he had a sticker on his car notifying passengers that the vehicle was equipped with audio and visual recording devices, and consent was given by entering the vehicle. Uber removed Gargak from the service Saturday, and Lyft did the same on Sunday. Nintendo has filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Arizona against the operator of two websites that made ROMs of old Nintendo console games available for download. LoveRetro.com has been taken offline, and LoveROMs.com has removed all Nintendo files from its directory. Nintendo's suit claims damages in the millions of dollars and asks for an injunction to give it control of the domains. French site iGeneration has got hold of iOS 12-based software for Apple's HomePod speaker and found functions in it that would let you locate an iPhone with the HomePod, diagnose Wi-Fi problems, set multiple timers, and take phone calls on the HomePod from a paired iPhone. It's not clear when the HomePod might get this update or if all the functions noticed would be made available. Sony announced its 8.0mm IMX586 CMOS sensor for phones with the industry's highest pixel count at 48 megapixels. The sensor uses Sony's Quad Bayer color filter array to combine pixels together for low light shooting with an effective 12 megapixels for low light. Sony says the new IMX586 can record 4K video at 90 frames per second and 1080p at 240 frames per second. First samples of the 48-megapixel chip will arrive in September 2018. Samsung says in September it will begin mass-producing the 146-inch 4K micro-LED display called The Wall that it showed off at CES this year. Samsung also said that next year it will launch a thinner consumer version, 30 millimeters versus The Wall's 80 millimeters. Samsung says micro-LEDs last longer and suffer less from burn-in than OLEDs. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India now requires all phone makers in the country to offer its Do Not Disturb app that blocks spam calls and protects privacy. Apple, however, is not allowing the app in the App Store because the app also requires access to call history and message logs in order to send reports to the agency. Apple has 6 months to comply. iOS 12 has new spam reporting features for calls and texts, but it's unclear if that is compatible with the new rules. The BBC reports that developer Abhishek Singh used TensorFlow to train a machine learning algorithm to recognize American Sign Language, then turn it into speech that could be used to activate an Amazon Echo. The Echo's responses were then translated into text. Singh believes Amazon could incorporate the algorithm into the Amazon Echo Show, which has a camera, to allow sign language control of smart speakers. Jeffrey Bigham, an expert in human-controlled interaction from Carnegie Mellon University, told the BBC Singh's project is a great proof of concept, but that computer vision and language understanding is not yet capable of fully recognizing sign language. At the same time, Amazon introduced Tap to Alexa for the Echo Show, which adds shortcuts to the home screen as a replacement for voice interaction. The United States TSA is expected to begin testing CT scanners at JFK's Airport Terminal 8 later this month. The scanners should allow agents to see the contents of bags more clearly than x-rays and even rotate the images 360 degrees. That means a reduced need to remove liquids, gels, and large electronics from bags. CT scanners are also being tested in Phoenix and Boston airports. Finally, the Technical University of Munich won its third Hyperloop competition, setting a record for speed. Its Hyperloop pod traveled the 1.2-kilometer test track at SpaceX in Hawthorne, California at 457 kilometers per hour. All pods in the latest competition had to be self-propelled. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.